Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTrako Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
In the next 60 minutes, the whole place is ready for you to occupy, words of President Akufo-Addo to John Mahama as he packs out of the Jubilee House ahead of the inauguration of President-elect John Dramani Mahama tomorrow.
Statue provides that the incumbent has to vacate these premises the day before, so the whole place is ready for your occupation, both here and the office. But I thought that it was important that we should do this formality.
We have details as 21 heads of state from Africa and beyond confirm the attendance at tomorrow's swearing-in ceremony.
Meanwhile, jostling and lobbying continues among National Democratic Congress MPs over who constitutes leadership of next parliament as names begin to emerge over who becomes second deputy speaker and majority leader less than 6 hours to inauguration.
We have the first deputy speaker. I can confirm, given some of the authoritative persons I'm talking with, that the NDC MP for Katsina South, is said to be named as the first deputy speaker. Mahama Yar'Adua may be the one who may be as the majority leader to lead the NDC caucus.
Coming up, fate of three MPs elect for Kaikwe Central, Tema Central and Techiman South hang in balance as court bailiffs chase Speaker and Clerk of Parliament to serve a stay of execution on them with just hours to go for inauguration of 9th Parliament.
I'm aware that the bailiff of the court is in Parliament to effect the service on the Clerk of Parliament. But as you are aware, Parliament have been in a kind of prolonged meeting today, being the very last day. That's what I can confirm to you.
Also tonight, EC suspends collation of Ablekuma North parliamentary elections results for the second consecutive time after 7 presiding officers failed to show up and authenticate results from the 7 outstanding polling stations.
They didn't agree to the numbers. I'm emphatically saying that it is not true. Everybody who came here signed, if they are not aware.
And in business, government plans borrowing 24 billion Ghana cedis to finance the deficit for the first 3 months of this year.
And as well as we hear from the CEO of the Coastal Development Authority, Jerry Ahmed Shaib, who has been urging the incoming government to commit to completing the existing sporting facilities.
And also tonight, no pardon has been granted by President Akufo-Addo. Office of the President refutes report of presidential pardon of Atuesian and 10 others. We have details. And Ken, where you are the pleasant gardens for the 90s jam.
Did no,
you
say I no? Wasn't.
Okay, you missed out big time when on March Fun and Energy we danced and partied to timeless 90s tunes way into the early hours of Saturday morning. That that and more in tonight's edition of Newsnight. You want to join us with your thoughts, your comments is via WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. You can leave the comments for us on all our social media platforms as well with the hashtag Newsnight. I am Emefa Apau.
And I am Kenneth Jesse. Details shortly.
Thanks for your company. We start off from the office of the president, and a statement has been issued refuting claims of a presidential pardon by President Akufo-Addo. Earlier reports claimed a communication has been sent to the Council of State for advice on pardon for certain individuals, including defunct Capital Bank's MD Atuesien, who was sentenced to 15 years in prison by an Accra High Court in October 2023. Well, he was convicted of embezzling over 90 million Ghana cedis of the Bank of Ghana's liquidity support allocated to the now defunct financial institution. Well, the decision, we are told, follows his failure to fully repay the stated amount to the state, despite having agreed to do so and being afforded the opportunity. Ken, you have that statement from the presidency?
Yes, I do. And it says the attention of the office of the president has been drawn to reports circulating in sections of the media suggesting that the president of the republic, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has granted a presidential pardon to certain individuals. We wish to categorically state that these assertions are inaccurate. No pardon has been granted by President Akufo-Addo. The public is kindly urged to disregard any contrary information and rely on official communications from the Office of the President, signed by the Director of Communications at the Office of the President, Eugene Ahin.
And that statement does not address the issues about whether indeed any such communication was sent to the Council of State for any advice. And we've been working the lines to be able to reach Eugene Ahin on this for further comments on this matter, but so far unsuccessful.
Exactly. And the whole place is ready for your occupation. Words of President Akufo-Addo to John Mahama as he vacates the Jubilee House ahead of the swearing-in of President-elect John Mahama tomorrow. During a visit to the seat of government, President-elect Mahama expressed his gratitude to President Akufo-Addo for ensuring a smooth and cordial transition process. Maxwell Agbagba reports from the Jubilee House.
Advanced for Tuesday's ceremony, and tell you that all the people who will be playing critical roles on the day are here today, busily working, even on a Sunday. We're privileged to have with us here the production designer here. He's going to tell us what the setup is like here, the 28th February road down to the Black Star Square here. It's all about the red, yellow, green, and then the black star, you know, in the middle. But we have the Clerk of Parliament here with us. Let's speak to the Clerk of Parliament.
Preparations in advance. We are virtually done. It's just a matter of arranging the chairs, you know, putting the rest of the carpet, tidying up the place, and then where we have to do the electrical works to ensure that microphones are working, everything is in order. Those are the fine details we have to do. Some embellishments here and there which cannot be done now. It should be close to the eve of the event. What happened last four years, obviously was an aberration. Nobody desires any certain. This time around, it does appear that there are some numbers to really help make definitive decisions, barring any hiccups, which hiccups we would put our house in order to ensure that it doesn't occur. So once the speaker is elected,
So you're not expecting tensions like we saw last 4 years?
We are not expecting, neither are we saying that the possibility of occurrence, neither are we denying the possibility of occurrence. But what we are saying is that it's not a hung parliament. And this is, it's so obvious. It's not a hung parliament. Once you don't have a hung parliament, it's for the members with the majority seats to organize themselves and to say, this is how where we are going. Unless there's a split amongst them and they want to have 2, 3, 4 nominations. Then you go through votings and all that. But we are hoping that all those things will be minimized. So once those things are minimized, simply, we'll go through the process, nominations will be invited, and we would, depending upon if there's just one nomination, you know, the clerk would declare the person.
as having been duly elected. If there are more than one, we'll go by secret ballot and go through the process. And once a speaker is elected, the Chief Justice will be within in Parliament, will be attending upon the House, ready to administer the oath.
So then, Ken, apologies there.
Yes.
I'd rather brought to you that sound of Maxwell Agbagba's interaction with the Clerk of Parliament, Ebenezer Ahuma Jietro, there in that interaction with him at the Independence Square in terms of preparations.
Ahead of tomorrow.
Yes,
yeah.
We can now go back to the Jubilee House in that interaction between President-elect John Dramani Mahama and, of course, the outgoing President.